Welcome to the Leppy and Buck Show, where magic meets the aroma of freshly brewed coffee and adventures are just a sip away. Join us in a world where the unlikely duo of Leppy, a charming and magical leprechaun, and Buck, a spirited five-year-old with an imagination as wild as it is wide, run the coziest coffee shop in town, Leppy and Buck's Coffee Shop. Each episode, we dive into the whimsical escapades of our heroes, from brewing enchanting beverages that bring your wildest dreams to life, to solving the mysteries that find their way into the heart of their community. Whether they're navigating the challenges of running a business with a magical twist, or setting off on fantastical adventures that span from the hidden corners of their neighborhood to the rainbow's end, Leppy and Buck are here to share their stories of friendship, magic, and the joys of childhood wonder. So grab your favorite mug, settle in, and let the comforting warmth of the Leppy and Buck Show fill your heart as we embark on a journey where every day is an adventure, and the magic of friendship brews stronger than the coffee. Welcome to a place where laughter fills the air and everyone is part of the family. Welcome to the Leppy and Buck Show. Welcome back, my dear listeners, to another enchanting episode of the Leppy and Buck Show. Today, we find ourselves wrapped in a tale of magic, mayhem, and the unbreakable bonds of friendship. I'm your host, Leppy, the leprechaun with more stories than a library has books. And though Buck can't be here in voice today, he's certainly here in spirit and story. Our tale begins on a crisp, dew-kissed morning at Leppy and Buck's coffee shop. The sun cast a golden glow through the windows, painting everything it touched with the promise of a new day. But as is often the case in the world of magic and coffee, not everything was as it seemed. You see, in my early morning tidying, I came across an old, dusty book tucked away beneath a loose floorboard. Its cover was worn, its pages yellowed with age, but the magic within, it hummed with a life all its own. It was a tome of ancient recipes, not for food, but for potions of old, the kind that could turn the tide of time or fill the air with laughter and light. Now, being a leprechaun of considerable curiosity and admittedly a pinch too much impulsiveness, I couldn't resist. I chose a potion at random, one that promised to bring joy and laughter to all who partook. Thinking it a fine addition to our morning brew, I set about mixing the potion with our coffee, not realizing the chaos I was about to unleash. No sooner had the potion mixed with the coffee than the shop began to change. Cups danced on their saucers, spoons stirred of their own accord, and pastries told jokes so funny you'd think they were the next big comedians. The coffee shop was alive with magic and mischief, much to the delight of our unsuspecting customers. But then, the magic began to grow, spiraling beyond the walls of our shop. The laughter spread through the town, carrying with it the unintended side effects of the potion. Trees giggled in the breeze, flowers sang in harmony, and even the statues in the town square couldn't help but crack a smile. It was then I realized the true nature of the potion. It wasn't just to bring joy and laughter. It was to awaken the magic in everything it touched. And awaken it did, spreading joy, yes, but chaos too in its wake. In my moment of need, I thought of Buck, his wisdom far beyond his years, and his heart always in the right place. What would Buck do? I pondered, the town awash with magical mayhem. The answer came to me, as clear as day. Buck would remind me that with great magic comes great responsibility. It was not enough to unleash magic upon the world. One must guide it, shape it, ensure it brings not just joy, but harmony too. With a deep breath and a clearer purpose, I set about crafting a counter potion, one that would temper the magic, blending it seamlessly into the fabric of our daily lives, enhancing the beauty of the mundane without overwhelming it. As the last drop of the counter potion mixed with the town's air, a sense of calm returned. The laughter remained, a gentle reminder of the morning's excitement, but the chaos had subsided. Magic still danced in the corners of our world, but now it was a partner to our reality, not a disruptor. And so, my friends, our tale comes to a close. A reminder that in our pursuit of magic and wonder, we must tread lightly, respecting the balance of the world around us. Buck, in his infinite wisdom, even in absence, taught me that the greatest magic of all is not found in potions or spells, but in the love we share and the care we take in wielding our magical gifts. Thank you for joining me on this adventure. Until next time, keep your hearts open, your spirits high, and your coffee cups ready for whatever magic the day may bring. Farewell for now. And that wraps up another magical journey at the Leppy and Buck Show. Thank you for joining us at Leppy and Buck's Coffee Shop, where every cup of coffee is brewed with a dash of magic and a heap of friendship. We hope today's adventure brought a smile to your face and a spark to your imagination, just as a good cup of coffee warms your soul. Remember, whether you're facing the mysteries of a magical world or the challenges of the day ahead, the spirit of adventure and the power of friendship can make anything possible. Keep that wonder alive. And know that here, at the Leppy and Buck Show, there's always a seat waiting for you, and stories brewing that are just waiting to be shared. So until next time, keep your mugs full and your hearts open. This is the Leppy and Buck Show, signing off. May your days be filled with magic, laughter, and the comforting warmth of friendship. Goodbye for now, but not for long.